7 astronauts died in today's tragedy, and earlier this week, NPR's Tavis Smiley spoke with 2 of them from space. One of them was pilot William McCool, Navy commander from Lubbock, Texas. The other was the payload commander, Michael Anderson. He was a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force from Spokane, Washington. Here's a little bit of their conversation.
Willie, this is your first spaceflight, I understand. How does your experience compare with what you expected?
There is so much more than what I ever expected. It's beyond imagination until you actually get up and see it and experience it and feel it. So I would say the things that are new to me are the zero-G type changes to my body and the zero-G changes to the things that we do routinely day-to-day that you can only imagine, but you can't really quite imagine it quite right until you get up and do it.
Mike, you're the payload commander of this mission. What exactly does a payload commander do?
Well, if I could show you in the back of the shuttle, you'd see our laboratory. And back there, we have hundreds of experiments, and those are our payloads. So my job is to manage those experiments and to make sure everything gets done properly. So with the help of all my crewmates, that's where we spend most of our time each day, in the payload bay, working on those experiments. Really, the job started well before flight, working with the scientists and engineers and making sure that the payloads were designed properly and that we were going to get the right results on orbit. So far, I have to tell you, we've been really pleased with what we're seeing. We're exceeding almost all of our expectations, and we're getting some really good science.
Willie, I understand you're doing an experiment involving African dust. Now, you got to tell me, what's that about?
Well, believe it or not, there's a lot of dust in the air, and it contributes significantly, we think, to the temperature of the Earth, and it may have impacts on global warming. So we're looking specifically at dust that comes out of the North African Saharan area that migrates across the jet streams, across the Atlantic Ocean, up into the Mediterranean. And we have some radiometric cameras that measure the reflectivity of that dust to see how it reflects the sunlight from the Earth's atmosphere.
Mike, is one of the 7 active African-American astronauts, what do you see as the future of African-Americans in space?
Well, that's a good question. I see the future staying pretty bright. As you mentioned, there are 7 of us. Bob Kirby will be flying in just a few months. Then, of course, later in the year, we'll have Joan Higginbotham flying. And early next year, you'll see Stephanie Wilson flying. So it looks like the future is really bright. And not only that, we also have some research that I think will be really beneficial to the African American community. On board this flight, we have a bioreactor, which is growing prostate cancer cells. And prostate cancer is a high rate of occurrence in African American males. And hopefully from some of the research we're doing up here, we can really help out in those areas.
Thank you both, and enjoy the flight.
Thank you, Travis.
Astronauts Michael Anderson and William McCool speaking earlier this week with NPR's Tavis Smiley.